The next concert in the Schreiber Hall Concert Series 50th anniversary season, the Born in Baltimore season, is with the Takash Quartet on Sunday at 5:30, November 15th, in Schreiber Hall on the Homewood campus. And as always, it's my great pleasure to have in the WBJC studio the Schreiber Hall Executive Director, Catherine Cochran. Welcome back.
It's delightful to be here.
So the Takash Quartet performing then the second of the three commissions for the season, and I know that every single composer has some kind of connection to Baltimore. So what is the connection that Timo Andreas has?
Yes, the Takash Quartet are performing Haydn, Dvorak, and a world premiere by Timo Andreas. He is based in Brooklyn, but his father's family, the Andreses, are all here in Baltimore. And actually, his grandmother was one of our founding subscribers.
So his work, Strong Language, I see is in three movements with quite descriptive titles, Midden's original story, Gentle Cycling. That suggests something of a programmatic content. How would you describe the work?
Well, no one's heard it yet. But yes, I think it will be programmatic. He also talks about that he's been very interested in the idea of having less stuff. He writes, by stuff, I don't mean narrative drama. A lot can happen in 20 minutes, but actual musical ideas. Strong Language is three movements and exactly three musical ideas. So I think we're in for a treat. It will be incredibly interesting to see what he does. Everything he writes is very thoughtful, very much in dialogue with the classical repertoire, but really with his own very unique perspective and originality.
And looking then at the two outer works, the Joseph Haydn and the Antonín Dvořák, so Haydn really at the peak at this time. And if I've got my chronology correct, then this would have been one of his string quartets that came between the two segments of the London symphonies, right?
Yes, he wrote it in 1793 between his two periods in London. And whereas his earlier quartets were really written for private performance, this opus was written for public performance, very much derived from his experiences in London, written for a large room with several hundred people. So you can see the more dramatic contrasts of register, texture, dynamics playing to a big room, as it were.
And the Dvořák also coming rather late in his career. In fact, maybe one of the last of the, shall we say, purely instrumental works rather than that last big swell of tone poems that he wrote.
Exactly. It was written almost 100 years after the Haydn, at 1895. He started it in the spring while still in New York, took a hiatus from it and returned to it later that fall when he was back in Prague, finishing it just after Christmas. And it was one of his final purely abstract works.
It's so lovely that we have a work that sort of had its germ of an idea in this country and then had its fulfillment when he was back home. And that sort of seems to tie in a way to this American premiere that we'll have as well in the program.
I agree.
So a program of Joseph Haydn, Timo Andreas, the world premiere of his work, Strong Language, and then the last of the string quartets by Antonín Dvořák, all performed by the Takash Quartet on Sunday at 5:30. November 15th in Schreiber Hall on the Homewood campus. More details at schreiberconcerts.org. And it's been my pleasure to be speaking with the Executive Director of Schreiber Hall, Catherine Cochran. Thank you so much, as always.
Thank you.